In defense of James and Ellen White. James White, as well as Ellen, was the object of attack and criticism.
In October 1869, a committee consisting of J.N. Andrews, G.H. Bell, and Uriah Smith was set up in Battle Creek to conduct a thorough investigation.
Their assignment was either to justify the damaging criticism or put it to rest. In announcing plans for the investigation and calling for a full response from the field, the committee recognized some significant points. We have some sense of the importance of the position occupied in this work, that is, of the cause, by Brother and Sister White. But our enemies have, in some respects, a more perfect conception of it than we, as a people, have possessed. By the word enemies, we mean those who have made it their chief business to attack the character and work of Brother and Sister White as the most effectual method of warring against this cause. Ibid, October 26, 1869. As the investigation got underway, James White commented, "The position and work of Mrs. White and myself, for more than 20 years, have exposed us to the jealousies of the jealous, the rage of the passionate, and the slanders of the slanderer. Having consciences void of offense toward God and toward men, we have kept at our work. But from our almost utter silence in the line of defense, accusers have grown impudent and bold, so that it has been thought best, for the good of the cause with which we hold so intimate connections, to meet their slanders with a plain statement of facts, which will probably appear in pamphlet form for very extensive circulation." Ibid, January 11, 1870. James wrote further of the purpose of this investigation, declaring that he and Ellen had no personal feelings to be gratified, no lack of public confidence or friends, and that what was proposed was for the general good of the cause. "To put into the hands of our people a means of self-defense from miserable slanders repeated by those who are in sympathy with the dragon in his general warfare upon those who keep the commandments of God, and have the faith of Jesus Christ." Ibid. How did Ellen White relate to all of this? A back-page note in the first issue of the Review in the New Year under the title Personal declared, "The friends of Sister White will be happy to learn that her courage and cheerfulness were never greater than during the present winter. The bitter words and wicked slanders so freely used against her have been powerless to disturb her peace of mind." Ibid, January 4, 1870.